we've lost, you know, a massive amount of experience and, you know, international quality, you know, players and huge players within our team. But the caliber of player that we've brought in has been really good as well. We've obviously got Keith Galloway in from Australia, Bo Falloon, Anthony Mullally and Brett Ferris are a real great addition as well later on. So I think we're looking strong. Our younger players are a year older, a year more experienced as well. So I think things are looking, you know, really good for us at the minute.
A real bonus to get someone like Brett in so late as well. That must really pick the boys up as well.
Yeah, I mean, any time you can get, you know, add that quality to your squad, it's, you know, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. And he's settled into the team really well, and you know, he's going to be a pivotal player for us going forward.
What do you make of the challenge at Warrington bring? They've also recruited very well as well.
Yeah, they have. They've made some astute signings, and I think, you know, what they did last year probably would be disappointing, you know, for them really, because obviously they didn't make any sort of semi-finals or finals. So I imagine they're going to be, you know, really charged up coming to Headingley on Friday and wanting to kick their season off in the best way possible, which is to be the champion. So it's going to be an interesting game.
Should be a cracking atmosphere as well, opening up the season. You've got everything to defend, everything to play for.
It certainly is, and you know, I think the competition this year is going to be intense and going to be strong. So you know, to have Warrington first up, it really kicks the season off well. And you know, I think everybody realises with the format you can't afford to start slowly. You need to hit the ground running. So you know, both teams will be looking to get the win on Thursday night.
Got to ask you about the floods, because obviously it's washed you out of Kirkstall at the minute. What's that been like?
I mean, it's not ideal. You know, we'd love to be in our base and everything. You know, at Kirkstall, we're really lucky. We get, you know, we've got unbelievable facilities there and everything that we need. So it has been a little bit of a change. But for me personally, it's been good. We've been getting around the city. We've been using Stanningley and some other pitches. Stanningley have been brilliant to us. We've been using a few gyms around the city as well. So it's been a bit different. But as a professional, you've got to handle them challenges and just make the best of it.
I want to ask you about the World Club Challenge. It's not far away. You could realistically be holding all four trophies at one time if you can win that.
Yeah, you know, that'd be unbelievable. It'd just cap the not the season, but start this season off in the best way possible, really. So, you know, the Cowboys are a great team. They've got some, you know, they're littered with international players, so it's going to be a real tough challenge for us. But one that excites everybody, and you know, it's one of them you don't want to look too far ahead, because you're realising you've got some tough games before that. But it's exciting, and you know, I can't wait for that game to come around.
Is it a different pre-season when you've got the World Club Challenge? Cause obviously, people say you need to pace yourself throughout the year, but the World Club, you've got to be at it straight away, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the challenge. That's what makes the year pretty tough when you do play in the World Club Challenges. You know, peaking early and then being able to maintain that consistency throughout the year. So that's going to be the challenge for us this year. But I think we've got a strong enough squad to be able to attack everything and go for everything. You know, there's going to be, you know, it's a season. You have some ups and downs. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride at times, and I imagine it's going to be tough at some points. But you know, I believe that we've got the players, and you know, even the lads that are probably just on the fringes to come in and do a job when needed. So I think we're in great shape at the minute.